As we just heard from Bob Mondello, the Zatoichi films have been a long-running hit in Japan, and they've had their fans in America as well. Quentin Tarantino, the director of the Kill Bill movies, drew inspiration from Zatoichi. But Americans expecting frenzied martial arts displays a la Jackie Chan will be disappointed with the original films. They have a much more Japanese artistic sensibility, spare, refined, almost an art house feel. Joining me now to talk about Zatoichi is Michael Ruggiero, Program Director of the Independent Film Channel, IFC. Thank you for coming in to talk with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I'd never heard of this character, the blind masseur samurai, but I must admit I was quite captivated viewing the first film in the series. It seemed much more Akira Kurosawa than Jackie Chan.
Yeah, that's true. With the samurai genre, the violence and the action is usually one swoosh. I like the review, one swipe per customer. It's usually how it comes down. It's very quick flourishes, and with Zatoichi, that's no exception.
You've aired the Zatoichi films on your network, IFC, so you must feel that there's an appeal to some American audiences. What is their appeal?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm very proud to have had a hand in bringing Zatoichi to American audiences. The films were in our inventory, and I thought, wow, this would be a great series to expose audiences to. And I guess the thinking was that, you know, there would be this universal appeal. He's just a swordsman. In fact, he's a masseur who's gifted. And I believe in that culture, and that's the beauty of watching these films, is you learn so much about the culture after the initial attraction of the action. I believe the masseurs were sort of put on a lower class, but because of his ability with a sword, Zatoichi sort of transcended that.
I'm wondering, the films themselves, they all seem to be the original series, that is, the original Japanese films, all have different directors, but I assume that there's a pretty constant visual look and feel to them.
Yeah, you would have to be a real aficionado to really pick out the different styles. There were directors who worked on several of the films in the series, but I think they all tried to keep a through line that was consistent with the entire series. Personally, I don't see a lot of directors trying to step out of that, including the new film. I think Takashi Kitano relied on the tradition of the way those films were made, although he certainly added some of his own quirky touches, mm-hmm. which I think were great.
It sounds like there's a little bit more action in this one maybe than in the original series.
Well, the clear difference in the new film is the violence. The film series, the violence, rarely did you see any bloodletting. But here in the Zatoichi, there are CGI effects of blood spurting and limbs flying. You see the swords slicing through flesh. So, yeah, the violence is way up. But here we are, you know, we're some 30, 40 years later. So it only stands to reason.
It seems too bad, though. I kind of liked the understatedness of the violence in the original movies. You're sort of waiting, actually, for something to happen.
That's true. That's the tension that builds in those originals is definitely part of the attraction. But I will say that I don't mean to suggest that I don't think the action in the new film or the violence in the new film is gratuitous. I just think it's an attempt to be more maybe realistic about how these fights come down, and that, you know what, folks, there is a lot of blood. Although the way in which the blood is presented is certainly artful, if you can believe that. So I don't necessarily think it was a poor choice.
The series had been dormant for many years, I guess 15 years or so. Do you know why Kitano decided to bring it back?
You know, I really don't know what would have prompted him to bring him back, except for the fact that he has always been the most popular character in Japanese culture. I don't even think here in America that we have somebody that you could compare this character to.
You mean Zatoichi?
Yeah. I mean, you're 26 films, over 100 TV episodes. And the remarkable thing is that Zatoichi was played by the same actor through all the films and the TV series. Shitano Katsu. I mean, to my knowledge, that's the only guy ever to play Zatoichi up until the new film where Takashi Kitano takes over the role himself.
Michael Ruggiero is director of programming for the Independent Film Channel, IFC. He joined us from our bureau in New York. Arigato.
Thank you very much. Take care.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Brian Naylor.